Studio R, high atop Fox News World Headquarters. It's the Alan Colm Show.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean.
It doesn't really bother me what folks say, because as I said, those who know don't talk, and those who talk don't know.
I'm having trouble with women these days.
Well, you called the right place.
Because I look at you and I go, chicks dig you. I know I see Ann on there with you.
Right, right. I'm afraid it's a gift from God. It's frankly the habit you don't have.
I am just appalled here at what I'm hearing.
Oh, Alan, must be a slow news day, isn't it?
And you're kind of like a mental enema to me. You've really loosened up my thinking.
Alan, you're disgusting me.
Hi, Alan.
Hi there.
You are hot tonight, by the way.
And now, with the most interactive radio program on the planet, here is Alan Colm.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The war of words are going on between Brooke Shields and Tom Cruise. Brooke Shields has been taking some prescription medication for postpartum depression. Tom Cruise has said something like, what she got left in her career going anyway, and they've gone back and forth. Tom Cruise, of course, well known as a Scientologist, and Scientologists have been at the forefront of arguing that drugs to do with psychiatry, and psychiatry itself is not helpful to people. That might be behind it. Let's get into this a little bit and talk about Scientology, what it is, this whole issue of psychological counseling and some of the drugs related to it. Joining us, David Turetsky, publisher of the websites PerkinsTragedy.org and Stop-Narcanon.org. We'll get into what those mean. Also, professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Also, Bruce Weissman is with us, who is the president, national president of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. I welcome you both. Let's first get into this. Bruce, is Scientology, by the way, they founded your group, as I understand it, right?
Yeah, we're established by the church in 1969, Alan, to investigate and expose psychiatric abuse and clean up the field of mental health.
All right, so what is Scientology?
Scientology is an applied religious philosophy. It makes the able more able.
Right, but so is it a religion? You call it an applied religious philosophy.
It is absolutely a religion. What? It deals with the spirit of man. It deals with man and his spiritual nature, and it is a religion, absolutely.
What makes it a religion?
Well, what makes it a religion is you go back to the very oldest sense of the word, of Scientology and of religion, and it deals with the spirit of man. It deals with man's relationship to himself.
Is there a God involved?
Absolutely. And his relationship to God.
What does Scientology say about God?
Well, Scientology leaves the understanding of God to each individual, but I will tell you personally from my experience that I've never had a closer, more intimate relationship to my creator than my work with Scientology. So Scientology very definitely...
Can you be Jewish in a Scientologist?
You absolutely can be.
Can
Jewish.
You be Christian in a Scientologist?
You can indeed. One of my dearest friends is a Baptist minister in Los Angeles and a Scientologist. Absolutely.
So if Scientology is a religion, how can you be that religion and another religion?
It's pan-denominational, Alan. It deals with man as a spiritual being, and it enhances anyone's belief and understanding of their own personal nature and of their relationship.
But I thought a religion was unique to itself. If you're one religion, you can't also be a second religion.
Well, religion, you can be any... Well, let me back up and repeat what I said. Religion has to do, the very essence of religion has to do with man as a spirit. Different people can have different religions, can have different perspectives on that. But you can certainly be a Scientologist and have other religious beliefs. Many people do.
Well, then it's not its own religion. Then it's not its own religion.
And that's because it is a pan-denominational religion, and it enhances the spiritual nature of man so that your understanding and your relationship with God and the universe is enhanced.
All right, well, before we get to the drug issue, David, you've studied this. What is your comment about this? Religion or not a religion?
Oh, Scientology is both a four wax and a dessert topping, Alan. They can be a religion when they want to be for tax exempt purposes, and yet they make scientific pronouncements. Hubbard, in his writings, is constantly saying this is a result of research, that these are scientific discoveries. The very name Scientology is designed to mislead people into thinking that it has a scientific basis. As far as Scientology being compatible with other religions, that's a short story, a cover story that Scientology uses. But in fact,
it's not a short story at all.
Hold on, one at a time. Please, one at a time here. Let Mr. Gretzky finish. Of course, you can respond. But go ahead, David.
Scientology is about belief in reincarnation, and that is considered heresy by most Christian denominations, certainly by the Catholic Church. And you get to the higher levels of Scientology, as Mr. Wiseman well knows, since he's at those levels, you learn that you're possessed by the spirits of reincarnated space aliens. Now, I don't know.
Is that true, David?
That's David.
I'm Bruce.
I'm talking to a man here who calls African-American legislators whores.
Wait, stop. Before you attack the other guest, would you please answer the question, is it true what he said about believing in space aliens?
Absolutely not.
Not true.
But more basically, here's a man who is a hate monger.
You're personally attacking David, and what I want to do is, you put out a hit piece on him, by the way, which I have. I got an emailing from you talking about all kinds of things, claims you make against the other guests. But before you make those claims and personally attack him, I would like to get to the bottom of what was just discussed. What is this about space aliens?
Well, I've answered the question, and I'm not going to get into a debate with a racist and a bigot about my...
Wait a second. Hold on, Bruce. I will run the show. You agreed to come on this program to debate, and you didn't say, I'm not coming on the show because your other guest is a racist and a bigot. Now, I think it's untoward for you to start personally attacking the guy. That's not what we're talking about. I don't know anything about his racial views, but that's not what we're talking about.
You should, sir. I mean, with all due respect, Alan, and let me...
With all due respect, we came on to talk about the issue of Scientology, and we came on to talk about some of the charges and countercharges, and what you're decided to do is, when asked a direct question about your practice, to start viciously attacking the other guests.
I answered your question.
No, first you viciously attacked the other guest. Hold on, David, let Bruce respond now.
I answered your question personally about my understanding of my relationship with God and the universe. I answered your question about Scientology and its religious and its pan-religious and pan-denominal nature. This man, I have no problem discussing psychiatric drugs. I'm the president of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. We're a psychiatric watchdog group.
My understanding is that
the show is going to focus on this issue of psychiatrists pushing these drugs.
But I first started to talk about Scientology. You're the one who decided to descend into attacking the other guest, calling him a racist and a bigot, and avoiding the issue of what the church is about.
No, I answered your question about the church.
After I prodded you, what is this? Why are you attacking Mr. Turetsky, Dr. Turetsky here, on his views having to do with race and other issues?
Because I think when you have someone on your show to discuss religion who is a hate monger, and I use that word very, very specifically, here is a man who has made slanderous comments about African Americans, about Mexicans, about Muslims, words I can't even use on your show, Alan, words I can't use, but they start with F, and they address African Americans, they address Mexicans, they address Muslims.
I'm going to get him to respond in a second to these attacks. But by the way, in terms of full disclosure, often people go on shows and talk about Ritalin or talk about drugs or talk about groups that are run by Scientology and never get full disclosure about that. You never hear, for example, that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights was started by the Church of Scientology. But often that is avoided. But David, let me give you a chance to respond to Bruce's charges about you, in all fairness.
Well, I think if you want to understand a religion, you should read their literature. And so if Mr. Wiseman claims to be unfamiliar with these space alien claims, I'll just read for you and for him, although I know he's seen this before, I'll read you a little bit of Scientology scripture written by L. Ron Hubbard himself. This is a document called...
Excuse me, let him respond. Please.
This document is called OT3. It's considered very significant in the Scientology religion. And it says, the head of the Galactic Federation...
Excuse me, Mr. Wiseman, please allow me to conduct the program. He has a chance to respond. This is how he should respond.
Well, I thought he was going to respond.
Excuse me, sir, please. No one interrupted you.
Well, yes,
please show the same courtesy to the other guests.
You've interrupted me repeatedly.
I'm giving the other guests a chance to respond. Please show some courtesy. I will conduct the program.
But I thought he was going
to
respond.
I will conduct the show, sir. If you would like to get your own radio show, I'll see if we have any openings.
Well, I thought he was going to respond.
Please go ahead, David.
I'll make this brief. The head of the Galactic Confederation, 76 planets around larger stars visible from here, stars overpopulation, 250 billion or so per planet, by mass implanting.
Yeah. This is a guy,
which is the old name for
Earth. Let me ask you, David, I'd like you to address the charges. You've had Bruce here say you're a racist, say you've used horrible language about blacks, about Hispanics. Where is that coming from?
From the Office of Special Affairs, which is Scientology's intelligence.
It's coming from very specific statements that he made. Let me just quote you, David. There should be a video game where you can beat Rodney King. We need a project to kick Oprah's ass. Speaking of Senator Diane Watson, he calls her a whore. I mean, it goes on and on and on. As to Hispanics, he says, man, Hispanics are effed up, which is why they're still working class dipshits. Excuse my language, Alan.
I can't let you say that on the air. We're on delay and I had to dump it. So I got to ask you, Dr. Turetsky, to watch your language on this program, okay? Now, Bruce, let me give you a chance to respond to those charges.
Wait a minute. He's the one who's just speaking. I wasn't saying a word. This is Dave
Turetsky. I'm sorry, David. Let me give you a chance to respond to Bruce's charges.
Well, Alan, you know what they say about wrestling with pigs. You know, you get dirty and...
Wait, did you make any of those statements?
Pardon?
Did you make any of those statements?
I'm not even going to repeat those.
I can send them to you.
I'm not going to address it. I'm not going to say a word about it. If he wants to talk about Scientology or CCHR or mental illness, that's fine. But if he wants me to defend myself against libelous charges, sorry, I don't play that.
Why don't you sue him?
Well, they'd love me to sue them. Scientology has been begging me to sue them.
They've been trying to sue them.
Because that would take so much time and money.
Will you deny that you've made those statements so we can move on?
I won't even address them. I'm sorry. I'm not going
to
address them.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back and we'll get to the subject at hand. 877-367-2526.
Finally, someone on the radio you can agree with.
I'm Alan Combs, so we are talking to David Turetsky, who is publisher of a couple of websites, Professor at Carnegie Mellon University. And we are also talking with Bruce Wiseman, who is with Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which is run by the Scientologists. Now, let's get to this issue before we get to some phone calls here, of what the stance is by Scientologists on drugs and psychotherapy. And, Bruce, tell me why your group objects to those getting therapy and getting prescription drugs, as Brooke Shields has, for example, if they have some issues they need to deal with of a psychological nature. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing the matter with people getting help, Alan. The trouble with psychiatry is it's fraudulent. It doesn't help. There's no science to it, and people are beginning to wake up to this. Their so-called diagnoses, which are voted into the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, are done by a show of hands. There's no science here. Relative to the drugs, the British regulatory authorities are particularly focused on these SSRI drugs, these antidepressants, essentially banned them for all children here last year. The FDA finally stepped up in October and did the same thing.
Are you saying nobody should ever get psychological counseling?
I'm saying that nobody should get into the hands of a psychiatrist because they don't know what they're doing.
Nobody should ever get in the hands of a psychiatrist.
They should not get in the hands
of a nobody should ever take any medication prescribed by a psychiatrist.
I would not take any medication. What good is it going to do? This stuff...
Well, I know plenty of people have gotten tremendous help by therapy and tremendous help by using drugs to help depression and a range of emotional issues.
Let me make clear. Studies at Harvard, studies at Yale, studies at Columbia, studies at the State University of New York, studies at the Veterans Administration all tie these drugs to acts of suicide and or violence.
But isn't this really...
Psychiatrists are pushing these things on our children to the tune of 8 to 10 million children, Alan.
Do you think that...
the last 13 school shooters were on these
drugs. Do you think that Scientology is the only way to achieve any kind of psychological balance?
I think anything but psychiatry can do it. People should see if they're having a problem in their life, there are lots of ways to deal with that. Oftentimes, psychological symptoms, psychiatric symptoms, are due to an underlying physical problem. And when a person gets a good, thorough, searching physical examination, the psychiatric symptoms disappear.
Why What if someone feels they need someone to talk to? They've got some issues they got to work out in their life. They need someone to go talk to.
Talking to someone is fine. Talking to your for thousands of years, Alan, people would turn to their minister, their rabbi, their priest. When you turn to a psychiatrist, you're going to wind up on drugs, and these drugs are damaging.
All right, Dr. Turetsky, your view on that.
Mr. Eisen is entitled to his opinion, but I think it's important to understand that it's a religious opinion, not a scientific one.
No, that's where it's incorrect.
Now it's my
There's no science, right?
Let him respond, please.
All right, go ahead.
L. Ron Hubbard taught his followers that psychiatry was invented millions of years ago, billions of years ago, and that it was responsible for the downfall of alien civilizations. And that what people are doing today, in L. Ron Hubbard's view, is dramatizing these past tragedies that took place in civilizations billions of years ago. And so they see psychiatry as part of a plot against the human race, against civilization. And so Mr. Eisen has said things like psychiatry is just witchcraft. And if you look at I encourage people to go to the CCHR website.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
And look at their publications, and you'll see these lurid covers and these terrible titles accusing psychiatrists of creating racism and destroying minds and harming children with the lurid graphics.
Is that your view that psychiatrists cause racism?
Absolutely. People can
psychiatrists cause racism?
People can go to our website, cchr.org, and get the booklet, Psychiatry Creating Racism. You will find, for instance, going back to Benjamin Rush, the guy that's still on the emblem of the American Psychiatric Association, who thought that people who were black had a disease called negritude. You can take a look at the fires of racism in apartheid, Alan, and find that the father of apartheid studied under German psychiatrists. You can find that the philosophical basis of the Holocaust came from Ernst Rudinus.
The philosophical basis of the Holocaust came from what?
Ernst Rudin, who's a Nazi psychiatrist. Go to our site.
Nazi psychiatrist caused the Holocaust.
Psychiatrists provided the philosophical basis for racial inferiority. This was Ernst Rudin.
By the way, I've read Dianetics, and it does talk. Doesn't Scientology talk about the scriptures that there are evil aliens on Mars and Venus plotting to keep us here on Earth as a prison planet?
If you've read Dianetics, Alan, you've read a version of Dianetics I haven't read.
Doesn't it say?
Can I address this point?
Yeah.
Somebody said, let's get to the science. This has got nothing to do with religion. It's got nothing to do with belief. It's got to do with facts. Let's look at real facts. Every 70 seconds, another U.S. citizen is involuntarily committed to a mental institution. The largest health care fraud in history came from the psychiatric industry. Over 110,000 people a year get electroshocked in this country. A 5-year-old knows not to put his finger in a light socket, yet psychiatrists...
Well, you talk about involuntary people involuntarily being forced to do things. I want to talk about the McPherson case in just a moment, because that's a subject of much controversy. Lisa McPherson, who apparently it is claimed was a Scientologist trying to get out of the practice, and then she wound up dying under mysterious circumstances. Is that correct?
Lisa McPherson was not trying to get out of the church, and there was nothing mysterious about it whatsoever. Her medical records make it very clear that she died of a pulmonary thrombosis.
Well, what if there are different...
She had a contusion in her leg. It created a blood clot. It went to her lungs. That's what the medical examiner said, and that's what killed her.
Well,
very simple.
But there were different explanations given at various times by the Church of Scientology about what was wrong with Lisa McPherson.
That's not true. Their story was the medical examiner who at first put out incorrect...
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We'll deal with that. We'll also then get to some phone calls for our guests, Bruce Wiseman and Dr. David Turetsky. Lines are open. We'll get the calls when we return. I do want to, when we first get back, talk about the McPherson case, which seems to be a subject of much controversy concerning the practice of Scientology. Then your calls at 877-4-ALAN, 877-367-2526. In the last hour of the program, wide open phones, but back with our guests and your phone calls in just a moment.
Alan doesn't have all the answers, but maybe you have a few.